today, because we're going to show everybody that we have joy. Okay, oh, Pastor Matt's going to help us good. So, we're going to do a little cheer, okay? And this is going to be your fake megaphone that says joy. Here's one for you, Pastor Matt. And we're going to say, we've got joy. Yes, we do. We've got joy. How about you? And we're going to make them say it back to us, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, let me get my megaphone. Ready? Nice and loud. We've got joy. Yes, we do. We've got joy. How about you? Oh, let's see if they have joy. All right, you guys, it's your turn.
We've got joy. Yes, we do. We've got joy. How about you?
Now, let me tell you what's the difference in joy and happiness, and then let's see if we can even do it more joyful, okay? Happiness comes and goes. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad. Joy comes from God. And so we can always have joy in our hearts, even during bad times, because God's with us even during those times. So do you feel joy in your heart for God? Let's do it one more time, nice and loud. You ready? We've got joy. Yes, we do. We've got joy. How about you?
We've got joy. Yes, we do. We've got joy. How about you?
Good job. Thank you, everybody. So I'm going to tell you one of the stories that's going to be at Bible school this week that we won't have time for because it's day five and we'll only be there 4 days. So this is the story of Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas are in prison. And even though prison doesn't sound very joyful, does it? No. There is joy in their hearts from God, even in prison. So when you hear me say something joyful, I want you to hold up your megaphones, okay? Paul and Silas had been thrown into jail for telling about Jesus. The jailer was ordered to guard them closely, so he locked them away deep inside the prison with their feet in stocks, so like their feet were bound together. There was no way they could escape. Paul and Silas could have been angry about their situation. They could have focused on their unfair treatment. But instead, they focused on God. That's right, they were thinking of God, weren't they? Around midnight, Paul and Silas were still awake, praying and joyfully praising God with song. You think that would be good if we are joyful with song, even in prison? Yeah, so they're still joyful. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, everything started to shake violently. It was a massive earthquake. The earthquake was so powerful that all of the prison doors opened and all of the prisoners' chains came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw all the doors open, he thought for sure that the prisoners had escaped. He knew he would be in big trouble for letting the prisoners escape, so he drew his sword and was about to kill himself when Paul called out, "Don't hurt yourself. We are all still here." I think that's pretty joyful that they would stay even though they could have escaped. The jailer called for lights. He rushed into Paul and Silas's cell and fell down in front of them, shaking. "Sirs," he asked them, "what must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas told the jailer that he must believe in Jesus. Then they told everyone in the jailer's house about God's love. That's pretty joyful, I think. And his plan to save people from sin. The jailer invited Paul and Silas into his home. He washed their wounds and gave them a meal. Because they believed in Jesus, the jailer and his whole household were baptized. I think that's pretty joyful, too. That very night. And because they believed in Jesus, the jailer and his family were joyful. And so this is just one of our stories. Hopefully, I know your families aren't here today, but hopefully you'll spread the word. We have Bible school this week, and I think there's going to be a pretty good Bible teacher there. I don't know her name. But anyway, so I hope that everybody will come for Bible school, and that's going to be a lot of joy in our hearts, too. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the true joy. only you can give us, even in bad times. Amen. And if you want to hear more about this or do some fun things, we are going to have children's church.